All right. Okay, if there's no further questions on the budget, I'd like to address the special business that we have to take care of this month. It's the election of board of directors. We have...
Totally my fault, and I accept total responsibility. Thank you, sir. My information is just the ballot is really bad. I'm not because I have on there vote for five, and there should not have been Derek Nelson's name on it because you are a carryover.
Oh no, yeah, that's true.
That's going to split up votes, and also we did not have enough people. We were more NCSC, and so in order to
we have no one running for that other position.
Right.
This is true.
I don't know fully what the ramifications will be because of that. What it was is that I forgot. I put Justin and John on there, and then didn't take vote for five off. My fault.
So, in a sense, the way the ballot is right now, we're actually, John and Dustin's positions are up for vote.
And they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be, but the way the ballot is, you guys are...
Well, the way I look at it, if I get a vote or not, I'm still on the board.
Not the way the ballot's rolled up. You could be voted off.
Well, I could be voted off any month, any time. I mean...
Were their names removed?
Yes. No.
No, there's still four.
Yeah, we're missing.
Still, we're short.
We're short a member. The thing that doesn't make sense here, though, is you only have so many vacancies, and you got the same amount of people for the same amount of vacancies. So that's the letter of the law, yeah. But
I think this,
we're okay.
This matters if we have more than seven people who want to be on the board.
Right.
We have fewer than that,
so it really doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter. A vote for anybody can vote for us. But
right.
Unless you have a bunch of write-ins.
Yeah.
We have a few write-ins.
Well, then that carries it over to where
Bob was right here.
Say it's...
we don't know if he's going to accept or not.
We've had problems with a lot less.
If you have more running for spaces, then it's got to be a legal ballot.
Well, we need to tabulate the votes first.
We have seven
positions. We have six people running.
Yeah.
We have opportunity for someone else to.
But if you got some write-ins, though, that's the problem.
We'd have to request those write-ins and ask them, because somebody wrote their name, it doesn't mean they're going to run or accept it. They still have to accept it.
Bob doesn't want to accept.
And then I appreciate you for bringing that up, Linda. We've had contentious times before. Not that long ago, I might say. But anyway, if there is some contention and some problems with it, we can address it at the next board meeting or in between. I don't know that we're going to really have... If we do have some contention, we have some challenge, then we can obviously send out some more ballots and spend more money.
I think you're in harmony.
We had a question. I have another here if you didn't get it, but I need to have your address if you didn't receive it. Tell me who you are.
Oh,
nice to meet you.
Okay.
Well, I would say if there's a concern, we could reissue ballots to those that voted for me and Sean.
Well, like I say, it's just go with what we've got. If somebody protests at a later date, then there will be no question. We'll have to redo it.
Right.
Redo it.
I appreciate you bringing that up, and that's true. If it's an invalid, I mean, I think we should proceed. And like I say, if someone contests it, then we can.
We do it.
I think I heard a contest out there.
Yeah. So I just want to mention that on the ballot now are Shauna Cox, David Sills, Ed Valinsky, John Harris, myself, John Southwick, Dustin Hollis, and if there's anyone else that wants to write in. We'll go ahead and collect the ballot. Linda, do you need someone to help you count? Or?
Yes, I
am. Awesome. Thank you. So at this point in time, we'll go ahead and the ballots have been collected and they will be counted and we'll have some results. We'll know how
sticky
things can get.
Before you have the people to pull the ballots out, you can have this candidate.
Normal. Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah. No. Let's. I'll open it up. I'm good with that. The ballots will be.
I think that we have everybody that's here, except for this here.
And if you want to hold off and wait to hear from these individuals, you may.
He says we're good.
But also, yeah, that's a good point. Don, you want to speak for Shauna?
No.
Okay. Okay. Dustin Hollis, any words of wisdom?
Nope. My foot's falling asleep. That's all.
Oh, I thought you stood up and say something. John? Huh? Ed Belinsky, please stand and introduce yourself.
My name's Ed Belinsky. I've been an owner for about 15 years. I just want to help. My name was put on by one of the board members. I'll serve you well. I don't like spending money, so that's what you're asking.
Ed, where do you live at?
I live on the weekend. We live in the ranch. And then we work a couple days in Vegas.
David Sills?
No, I really don't have anything to say.
Okay, John Harris? Did I ask you already?
Would
you like to say anything?
Well, my only goal here is to do... I guess I should turn around and face them. My only goal here is to do what's best for the ranch, number one. Number two, I like to be mindful of what the membership wants. I think that's too important. Two important things for the board is the ranch and the membership's wants and desires. And other than that, I have no agenda. That's my agenda.
Thank you, John. I would just like to say, and you've already heard a lot from me already, and not even half over. But I do appreciate serving, the opportunity to serve, and to work with these individuals for the betterment of the ranch. And that's I agree with. I second what John said. That's all I have to say. As far as if you want to vote for me. I appreciate the opportunity to serve. Okay.
I think you give a good hand for the board to serve this year.
Yeah. And they agree too. Okay. Well, thank you.